Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Highs level off around 75 this afternoon under clear skies, winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, 48. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. A 36-year-old man has died after his car crashed along a southeast Kansas highway on Thursday. The accident happened around 3:10 a.m. on U.S. 59, about a mile south of K-39 in Neosho County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports that Timothy Van Leeuwen of Savannburg was heading south when his Chevy Malibu went left of center and left the roadway. The car came to a rest at the bottom of a ditch, and Van Leeuwen was ejected from the vehicle. He died at the scene. Four Kansans are sick with salmonella after outbreaks of the disease were linked to backyard poultry flocks. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says that 109 people from 29 states, including Kansas, have gotten sick from salmonella after handling backyard chickens. There are four Kansans who have gotten sick from salmonella. I'm Stephanie Austin.
This is a special message from Burwell Roofing and Construction. The spring storm season has already started, and if it's already affected your home, call Burwell Roofing and Construction at 316-794-3430. Their team will assess the damage to your roof, siding, and guttering, give you an honest and fair estimate for repairs, and work with your insurance company along the way. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430. Don't wait. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today. 316-794-3430. And at BurwellConstruction.com.
Discover your slice of Kansas paradise. Floyd Auction and Real Estate is bringing you 80 acres of pristine country in Harper County to auction at 10 a.m. May 29th at the Attica Memorial Building. With 23 acres of native pasture, a meandering creek, and 55 acres of tillable cropland, it's a haven for both wildlife and agriculture. Ready to make it yours? Don't wait. Bid now and start living your dream. Visit FloydSales.com or call 620-532-1887 for more information.
Police in Northeast Kansas are asking for help from the public in finding the individual behind a recent theft from a Manhattan vault. The Riley County Police Department announced that the theft was reported around 1 p.m. on Thursday. Police investigating the situation listed an 87-year-old woman as the victim of the crime. The woman told police a Holland & Holland rifle worth $32,000 was stolen from a vault where it was being stored. Police are asking anyone with information related to this theft to contact the Riley County authorities. The 2024 Sunflower Summer Program, an annual offering for Kansas families with school-aged children to explore the state by providing complimentary access to tourism attractions. The program includes all Kansas students in pre-K through 12th grade, including public, private, and homeschool children. 220 Kansas attractions will be part of the program. To take part, just download the Sunflower Summer app. I'm Stephanie Austin.
On the road in any season, Mike's OK Tire is offering up to $60 via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission. On purchase of four or more new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Offer valid through May 30th. Contact Mike's OK Tire for full details and get up to $60 with the purchase of four or more new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. BF Goodrich and Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. What are you building for?
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilders announced earlier this week that he is launching a new lawsuit against the social media app TikTok for its branding as a family website. Here's what he had to say, courtesy of KSB Local 4.
TikTok is not giving Nebraskans, especially Nebraska parents, truthful and accurate and honest information about how its platform works. We did our own investigation here in Nebraska. We've worked over the last almost 2 years on an investigation into TikTok. And let me just give you a flavor of the types of things that we saw, which I think is scandalous and alarming. And any parent in the state of Nebraska should be outraged.
In other news, 20 Nebraska State Patrol troopers were honored earlier this week for keeping Nebraska roads safe from impaired drivers. The troopers received the Heroes Awards from the organization known as MAD, which stands for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Colonel John Boldick, the superintendent of the Nebraska CA Patrol, says that every DUI arrest is a potential of saving life. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Prices are falling at Rusty Eck Ford, and we are offering the biggest discounts of the year on over 500 new and used cars. We need assistance immediately and are offering our best deals of the year to give your wallet a break.
Lowest prices, biggest discounts, massive inventory.
Get in a new Rusty Eck Ford and save yourself from higher prices and bigger payments. Like this 2023 F-150, 1.9% APR for 72 months, $1,471 per thousand financed. Or a 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid, 0% APR for 60 months, $1,667 per thousand financed. Or a 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months, $1,389 per thousand financed. Visit Rusty Eck Ford and take advantage of these emergency discounts today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus taxes and fees, offers can be combined with approved credit, must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Waterville community celebrates their annual Nickel Day celebration this weekend. The fun starts Friday with the annual Burger Bash at the Community Center in Waterville, serving 5 until 7 p.m., and a cruise night as well Friday. Saturday's activities include the Lions Club Pancake Feed, 7:30 till 10:30 at the Community Center, with car show registration 8 until 10. Games run from 10 to 2, including a scavenger hunt, children's train, laser tag, bounce house, cakewalk, chicken drop, face painting, craft vendors, cornhole tournament, a parade and bike parade at 2, plus food trucks and concessions throughout the day Saturday in Waterville. The full slate of events is on the Facebook page for the Friends of Waterville. Memorial Day services Monday in Marysville include the Old Spring Creek Bridge at 8 a.m., Mass at St. Gregory Cemetery at 9, and at 10, the Marshall County Community Band will perform at the Marysville City Cemetery with a service to follow at 10:30. Axtell will include St. Bridget at 9, St. Michael's 9:30, and Rose Hill at 10, Beatty Catholic Service at 9:30, Union Cemetery at 10. Blue Rapids will include Prospect Hill at 9, Fairmont at 9:30, and Greenwood Cemetery at 10. Service at 9 in Hermansburg Lutheran, Bremen. Frankfort City Cemetery service 10 a.m. with Antioch at 11:15. Summerfield Cemetery service Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Waterville Riverside Cemetery Monday at 10:30. And Vermilion will include Salem Lutheran at 9, Lillis at 10, Vermilion at 11, with a free will lunch to follow at the Vermilion School Gym on Monday. In Washington County, Memorial Day services at the Washington City Cemetery begin at 10:30. Hanover American Legion Memorial Day services begin at the River Bridge west of town, where they'll honor the veterans buried at sea, then visit Spence Cemetery, Hollenburg, State Line Cemetery, Prawl, Trinity Lutheran, Hermansburg, St. John's Catholic Cemetery, and Hanover City Cemetery. At 11 a.m. Monday, there will be a service, the Avenue of Flags, at Veterans Memorial Park in Hanover. Lynn services begin at 10:30. Barnes will have a Memorial Day program Sunday at 2 at the Maplewood Cemetery. Steel City American Legion, a Memorial Day service Sunday at 2 at the Steel City Cemetery. Annual Marshall County Spring Swine Show is Saturday, June 1st, at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Check-in 8:30 till 9, showmanship at 9:45, followed by judging and breeding and market classes. Advance reservations postmarked by Friday, May 24th, or online through May 27th. For details, phone 785-562-8626. And entries are being accepted for the barbecue competition during Big Blue River Days coming up in Marysville June 1st. $10,000 in cash and prizes will be awarded. Additional information is available from Ali Argo. Phone 785-562-8374. Hanover City Wine Garage sales are this weekend, Friday and Saturday, with maps available at several locations throughout town. Clarence E. Turk, age 91 of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Service Tuesday with a 9:30 visitation, rosary at 10:30, funeral mass 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover, burial in the church cemetery, Hanover mortuary in charge of arrangements for Clarence Turk. Christopher L. Voley, age 33, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30, at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Monday from 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Christopher Voley. Jacqueline Turnbull, age 83, of Halitz, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. from Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfurt. Burial in the Frankfurt Cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 5, at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfurt, in charge of arrangements for Jackie Turnbull.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Clouds clearing out early on today, then staying sunny with their highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies overnight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly sunny into Saturday with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely into Saturday night. Mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. These showers still continue into Sunday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Then more showers may continue into Sunday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. Still a slight chance for some rain early Monday morning, then sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Then staying clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 79. Record high on this date, 97. The average low, 57. The record low is 37. Sunset this evening, 8:42. Sunrise in the morning at 6:07. We received about 20 hundredths of an inch of rain with showers moving across overnight.
You might assume that vegetables are more nutritious when eaten raw. That's not always true. It's all about veggies that benefit from being cooked. Next on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 24th, the 145th day of the year. Singer Patti LaBelle has a birthday, and the first telegraph line went into operation on this day in 1844. Vegetables are most nutritious when eaten raw, right? Not always. Some vegetables are healthier when cooked. Consider asparagus. Cooking breaks down cell walls in the plant, making it easier for our body to absorb its nutrients. Likewise, compared to raw, cooked carrots have higher levels of beta-carotene. Mushrooms provide few benefits when uncooked, but cooking releases compounds that can enhance our immune system. With other veggies, you'll want to weigh the trade-offs. Cooking tomatoes, for example, releases lycopene, but reduces vitamin C content. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
When it comes to agriculture, you want a financial partner that's down to earth with roots in ag business. We're local. We've been serving the ag banking needs of this community for generations. So if you need a good ag bank, think of us. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Bruce's Body Shop in Marysville is ready to help with your body repair, refinishing, and collision work. They offer total glass installation and feature 24-hour wrecker service. If it's an accident, hail damage, or other automotive repairs, drop by the shop at 410 North 6th in Marysville. Bruce's Body Shop. Help with body repair, refinishing, and collision work, 24-hour wrecker service, and glass installation.
Sometimes the simplest ways just work the best. When you need automotive repair or service, call Darren Svoboda with Darren's Auto Repair. You'll get an experienced mechanic that you can trust to do the job right the first time. When you call, you'll talk with a mechanic, not an appointment advisor. He'll work to get your job in and out and get you back on the road. Always putting the customer first, Darren works to let you choose how much or how little repair work you actually need. Ask around. His reputation speaks for itself. Darren Svoboda with Darren's Auto Repair. A little out of the way in the alley at 604 Oak Street in Marysville, but sure worth finding. Call Darren, 562-7745.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are back in action over the weekend as they are starting off a three-game series tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays. That first pitch tonight at 6 p.m. That goes through the weekend on the road in Tampa Bay before heading out to Minnesota, starting on Memorial Day on Monday for a four-game series against the Twins. The Royals finished up their three-game series against the Detroit Tigers, shutting them out all three games, going 8-3, 10-3, and 8-3 with their victories, and keeping them in that number two slot and one game behind the Cleveland Guardians for the American League Central, sitting 32-19 for their overall record. In college baseball, the Kansas State Wildcats are out of the Big 12 championships after losing game number one in the tournaments against number 9 TCU. That loss was 4-9 on Thursday. They are done for the season, wrapping up their regular season for a 32-24 overall record. They did finish even at 15-15 in conference play. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV-resistant, lasts three times longer than a rubber roof with a Toppers Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, lock kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
With fall sports season right around the corner across the state of Kansas, Kansas University's women's soccer team says that they are going into a new era as they've elected a new head coach, Nate Lee, that will be leading the program for the first season coming up this fall. As they say, the previous head coach for the team, Mark Francis, has retired after a quarter century of running the women's soccer. Lee says he is excited to inherit the new team and prepare them for the upcoming season.
As we try to find the balance of being good educators, having patience, showing some grace and understanding things take time, And on the flip side, you want to grow, and so there has to be a level of accountability, of competition, of intensity. And we were juggling all those balls at once, and the players were as well.
Many of the players say they are excited for the upcoming season and some of the new leadership, with one Jayhawk saying that she plans to stick around for her sixth year of college soccer, saying that this year they are excited to potentially reach their goals for the season.
It was one and done for the Lady Bulldogs softball team, heading to the 3A state tournament for the first time since 2017. Marysville gave up three runs to undefeated top seed Holcomb in the bottom of the first inning, and that's where it stood, as Corin Johnson struck out 15 Marysville batters for her 25th win this season, 84 career wins. In a 3-0 shutout, Marysville scored no runs and did not get a hit. A three-run first inning for Holcomb is Emma Corneliuson, Brianne Rodriguez, and Corin Johnson. Each had base hits and scored. That was the 3-0 lead they needed to take it the distance and advance to the semifinals of a 3A state tournament in Topeka. Marysville finishing their season at 16-12. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
The Marysville baseball season comes to an end on a Thursday afternoon as they fall to top seed Wichita Trinity Academy in first round action of the 3A state baseball from Manhattan, 13-3. It was all knights in this one as they jumped out to a 3-0 lead at the top of the first, put up two in the second, one in the third. Marysville did finally break through in the top of the fourth with three runs to cut the deficit to 6-3 on three walks in the top of the inning. But Wichita Trinity Academy stole the hearts of the Bulldogs in the bottom of the fourth inning as they put up six runs in the bottom of that fourth to push the lead up back to 12-3, and an insurance run in the bottom of the fifth made the final 13-3. Marysville counts three runs on two hits. Meanwhile, Trinity Academy 13 runs on seven hits. Marysville pitching walks nine batters for Trinity Academy. Marysville finishes their season after an improbable run at regionals with a 10-14 record on a young team and look to make noise when next spring rolls around under head coach John Hafley. Again, Marysville baseball season ends in first round action at 3A state baseball, 13-3 in the hands of top-ranked Wichita Trinity Academy. For reporting for KNDY Radio, this has been Max Blasky.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford?
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
As the weather turns warm, it may be time to breathe new life into your outdoor space. Visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today to browse their wide selection of premium lawn fertilizers and insect repellents, grass seed, potting soil, and lawn tools to make the job easier. All the gardening essentials for whether you're a seasoned green thumb or a budding enthusiast, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber have what you need to grow something beautiful this year.
Your cucumber plants start out great and suddenly wilt and seem to die overnight. The problem is bacterial wilt, but the real culprit is the yellow and green striped, banded, or spotted cucumber beetle. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These beetles stunt plant growth, reduce fruit set, scar the fruit, and transmit the deadly bacterial wilt disease. This disease causes plants to suddenly wilt, yellow, and die. Manage the cucumber beetles to reduce the risk of bacterial wilt. Nature helps with natural predators like the wolf spider and ground beetles. Further reduce the risk of damage by rotating your crops and mulching the soil. Cover the plants with row covers at planting to help plants thrive by keeping cucumber beetles and squash bugs off the plants. Remove the covers as soon as the plants start flowering so pollination can occur. Hand pick or vacuum the insects off the plants as soon as they're found. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your house plants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
The state of Montana is a long way from Scotland. However, a trip to this town will perhaps make you believe the two aren't quite so far from one another. It's a story that dates back to a tale of two men and a random spot on a globe. It's this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
While the area around present-day Glasgow, Montana has been inhabited by Native Americans for centuries, some of the first explorers of European descent to traverse the area was the Lewis and Clark Expedition.
They came up the Missouri and they ran into another river that they considered looked like tea with a little dash of milk, and so they named it the Milk River.
The erosion of soil upstream gives it the milky color. Leda Godwin says it was a few decades later that towns began to be platted here. In the 1880s, this place had a numerical name for a bit.
All the railroad towns along the High Line here had siding numbers, and so from wherever it started, we were siding 45.
But the town needed a real name, so the story goes that two early founders came up with a unique way to name the town.
They spun a globe and put their finger on it, and we just happened to get Glasgow.
And with a new name of Glasgow, well, it didn't matter if you were from Scotland or not. This place began to take on features of a city an ocean away.
We've taken upon the Scottish feel for the town, and our mascot is the Glasgow Scotties, and we have a lot of plaid around here, and the radio station is called KLTZ, so when you say it, it's kilts.
Today, the population is just over 3,000, but this is one of the largest towns in the region.
The ranching and farming is still a huge part of our community. We've had little blurbs of population increases.
One of those booms was in the 1930s with the construction of the Fort Peck Dam. The large Fort Peck Lake, the fifth largest artificial lake in the country, is a draw for many who come to enjoy it and use this town as a jumping off point to explore the area. Traveling the countryside in Glasgow, Montana, I'm Andrew McCray.
Cook Welding and Repair honors the sacrifices of past and present military personnel. So many made the ultimate sacrifice to protect the rights and freedoms of Americans. Please take a moment to remember these brave men and women and their families. From Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville, proud to support the military.
KNDY.
Professional Barber Stylist honors all the men and women who have served in the United States military. This Memorial Day, let's take time out from the barbecues and family reunions to recognize all those who have lost their lives in service to America. From professional barber, stylist, and Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable.
Lilacs are hardy bushes, but they do have their enemies. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bacterial blight and powdery mildew are two common diseases that you should learn to spot as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I have two lilac bushes in my yard, and honestly, I don't pay much attention to them except to cut off the fragrant flowers and prune occasionally. Lilacs are extremely hardy, but can be attacked by a few diseases. Jay Scheidt is an extension plant pathologist with Oregon State University. He says one of the most serious diseases is a bacterial blight.
You'll see the new shoots starting to grow, and in the springtime, they'll start to die back. They'll get a characteristic sort of dark, almost black coloration to them, and the tips will curl down. We call that symptom a shepherd's crook because it looks like the top of a shepherd's cane has that hook to it.
Bacterial blight attacks newly planted lilacs, and you'll have trouble establishing any bushes that are affected by it. There are bactericides and biologicals that take care of blight as long as you catch it early. Powdery mildew is common on lilacs, especially when the weather is cool and rainy. The leaves appear as if somebody dumped baby powder on them. In terms of managing it, good air circulation will help a lot.
As you're pruning out those flowers to put in your bouquet, you might prune a little lower and make things so that that bush has a lot more airflow through there. That will help dry it out and won't have quite as bad a powdery mildew problem. It tends to like the shade a lot, so if you're planting your lilacs in a really shady situation, that might also encourage it, so we talk about planting them in more fuller sunlight.
It'll also help to space and prune lilacs so they're not rubbing against each other. Don't fertilize late in the growing season, and don't over-fertilize young plants because high nitrogen favors disease development. Learn more about caring for lilacs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
More than you maybe ever wanted to know about food packaging. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Jeff Brandenburg thinks about food packaging a lot more than the average person. His company in Massachusetts consults for food companies globally.
Food packaging, especially fruits and vegetables, but food packaging in general, is a much more complex technology than the casual observer understands.
While it may appear simple, Brandenburg says food packaging is rather complicated.
But a single packaging choice can have many ecological repercussions. And sometimes they can be contradictory. So what's good for this application is not necessarily good for another application. And what is the most sustainable solution for one product or particular market might not be the same elsewhere.
And now, says Brandenburg, there's a growing focus on sustainability.
Sustainable packaging, especially with some of the new rules and regulations, has to be based in science. We have to move that science forward. We don't have all the answers right now. We have more answers than we did a year ago, and we'll have a lot more answers in another few years, but it's an evolutionary process.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Good Friday. On your Farm Broadcaster's Hips back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And at this time, we'll be taking a look at summer harvest updates. Summer harvest reports are brought to you by Abilene Machine. For agricultural replacement parts at your fingertips, head online to AbileneMachine.com. Well, taking a look at estimates right now, down in the state of Texas, the crop is 5% harvested with rain slowing the progress. Industry sources reporting average test weights of 61.5 pounds a bushel and variable protein with an average of 14.5%. Now, with favorable weather the last few days, test cutting has started in Oklahoma. Moving north, crop development is about 7 to 10 days behind average. An estimated 25% of the hard red winter wheat crop is headed. In terms of conditions, overall they improved last week with 58% of the crop in good to excellent conditions. Estimates also say 25% of the winter wheat crop is in drought. Taking a look at the weather, of course, much of the region experienced rain and cooler temperatures last week. However, mild and warmer temperatures this weekend heading into the weekend with an above average temperature, especially in Texas, hopefully allowing for more progress into the following week. Of course, summer harvest reports are brought to you by Abilene Machine for agricultural replacement parts at your fingertips. Head online to AbileneMachine.com. Now, in other news, yesterday, USDA expanded support for dairy producers taking mitigation measures to protect cattle from H5N1. USDA will now provide financial support up to $1,500 per premises to any producer to develop and implement a biosecurity plan based on existing secure milk supply plans. In addition, USDA will provide a $100 payment to producers who purchase and use an inline sampler for their milk system. USDA is supporting producers by covering fees for veterinarians to collect samples for H5N1 testing. Veterinary sample collection costs are eligible to be covered from April 29th this year, up to $2,000 per premises. USDA will pay for the cost of shipping samples to the National Animal Health Laboratory Network labs for testing, not to exceed $50 per shipment for up to two shipments per month for each premise. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news, only right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Hoppers Plus Truck and RV will hook you up for trailer and RV season. Get receiver hitches, goosenecks, fifth wheel hitches, brake controllers, and trailer wiring to ease the towing of your boat, cycle, RV, or lawn equipment. Choose from top brands of hitches, including B&W hitches, Curt, and Drawtite. Need to take your vehicle camping with you? Hoppers Plus has Blue Ox base plates and tow bars. Get trailer season ready at Hoppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or HoppersPlusKS.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Plants have a certain soil pH level that they grow best in. Learn how to tell if the pH is too high in your field and what to do about it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
The perfect soil pH for growing field crops ranges between 6.2 and 6.8. If you get much above 7.3, the soil pH is considered high. This causes a reduction in nutrient availability and makes plants more sensitive to certain herbicides. Either the chemicals work too well or not at all. Robert Haft is an emeritus professor of soil fertility at the University of Illinois. He says particularly in soybeans, the two nutrients that are affected the most by high pH are iron and manganese.
Both of them have very similar symptoms. They both have what we call interveinal chlorosis. The veins stay green, and between the veins, they get chlorotic or yellowed. With iron, the chlorotic area oftentimes will go to a white, and the leaves will just look like they're bleaching out. On manganese, instead of getting white, they tend to get a rusty appearance.
He says if you're east of the Mississippi River, you're likely to have a manganese deficiency. West of the river, it's usually iron that's lacking. It isn't practical to correct a high pH problem in the soil itself, so foliar sprays are needed.
If it's manganese deficiency, you can spray them, they'll green up. If it's iron deficiency, it's more difficult to correct the problem with a foliar spray. With iron, you're better off selecting the varieties that are more resistant to the problem.
Haft says don't spray the entire field, just spray the affected areas. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about dealing with high pH levels in your soil at agriculture.com.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. A recent GPS outage across the Great Plains brought on by sun flares and other space weather activities caused problems for producers that were planting. K-State precision agricultural economist Terry Griffin explains where this GPS outage stemmed from.
The afternoon of May 10th, 2024, we witnessed GPS outages. And it happened at a time that was very crucial to Kansas farmers as we're in the middle of planting of the summer crops. And it wasn't just Kansas. It was Nebraska, the Dakotas, the Great Plains, the Corn Belt. We had a GPS outage in a larger geographic area than we've had before. There were several events that were happening, but we had a huge sunspot. We had solar flares, coronal mass ejections. There were lots of different activities happening that day. These are 11-year cycles. We started measuring this in 1750. And since then, this is solar cycle number 25. And it is believed that this should max out in 2025. It could happen rest of the 2024 production season and into the 2025 production season.
He discusses the three factors that came together to make this outage so significant.
We had a trifecta of things going on. One, we had this huge, intense storm, solar storm that was happening. Two, we had planters rolling full force, middle of planting season across the United States for summer crops. And in 2024, we have more reliance upon GPS than we ever had in history.
With more severe solar weather events possible through 2025, Griffin relays the potential implications of them during this year's harvest.
Let's just say we're harvesting corn in Kansas in October. GPS goes out. We can still get the combine down the road to harvest, but logging that yield data from the yield monitor to a dual reference latitude longitude won't be happening. So we're going to lose yield maps, which may mean, well, on-farm experimentation would be disadvantaged. We may have seed sales force interested in getting this information too. So it's not just the farmer within the farm gates is interested. And, you know, a lot of farmers like to make printed yield maps on, you know, mugs for the landowners to keep relations good. And so having a GPS outage during harvest could also have negative aspects just from the data side.
That was Terry Griffin, Kansas State University precision agricultural economist, on the solar weather events that caused GPS outages on May 10th. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Good Friday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through this midday, we are seeing mixed to mostly lower numbers in the livestock and mostly higher in the grains and the oil seeds. Not much weakness here today. Not much movement either. Traders are a little hesitant, of course, heading into a three-day weekend, but nonetheless, for what's there, mostly green on the screen. July corn up 2.5 at 466 and a half. September to 475 and three quarters. That's 2.5 cents into the green. Chicago back higher. Kansas City wheat and spring wheat all higher as well. July Kansas City wheat up 13 at 723 and three quarters. September up 13 cents at 738 a bushel. Oats are also higher, with July up a nickel at 374 and a half. Soybeans are strong today. July soybeans up 9 at 1248 and a quarter. August up to 1245. That's 7 1/4 cent into the green. July soy meal sharply higher, up 860 at 385.30. However, soy oil down 3 points at 45.16. Cotton also in the red. July's down 106 at 80.66. Into the livestock now, we are seeing some weakness as, again, turning for the worst in the feeder cattle markets. August down 82 at $260.62 per hundredweight. September down 85 at $261.87. A little bit of green in the live cattle, rather. June is down 2 cents at $183.50. August up a dime at $181.17. However, beyond that, mostly red. And mostly red for the lean hogs. June down 27 to $94.25. July down 22 at $97.25. As we take a stroll down Wall Street, we see the stocks rising slightly. The Dow up 77 at 39,143, but it is set to snap a 5-week winning streak. The S&P's up 37 at 5,305, and the NASDAQ up 183 at 16,919. Energy markets are mostly higher today, with crude oil up 101 at 77.88 a barrel. On that, a gas up 3 cents to 249 a gallon. Heating oil's up a half a cent to 242, though natural gas down a dime at 255. The dollar index for the day is a bit weaker, down 42 at 104.61. June gold's down 210 at 23.35.20. Silver's up 8 at 30.37.
Prices are falling at Rusty Eck Ford, and we are offering the biggest discounts of the year on over 500 new and used cars. We need assistance immediately and are offering our best deals of the year to give your wallet a break.
Lowest prices, biggest discounts, massive inventory.
Get in a new Rusty Eck Ford and save yourself from higher prices and bigger payments. Like this 2023 F-150, 1.9% APR for 72 months, $1,471 per thousand financed. Or a 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid, 0% APR for 60 months, $1,667 per thousand financed. Or a 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months, $1,389 per thousand financed. Visit Rusty Eck Ford and take advantage of these emergency discounts today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable. plus taxes. These offers can be combined with approved credit.
This Memorial Day, Sapp Brothers Petroleum remembers the fallen heroes of the United States Armed Forces, the dedicated, brave, and patriotic men and women who lost their lives fighting for the freedoms we enjoy today. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, Blue Rapids, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil. This Memorial Day, please remember to honor those who selflessly gave their lives for our great country, from Leo's Jewelers. Thank you to our veterans and their families for your dedication to America. Leo's Jewelers and Beatrice, established in 1953, a tradition of excellence, offering the finest jewelry with service of the highest quality.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. When the Fed speaks, the markets listen, and they close near their session lows. The Dow plunged 606 points for its worst day since March of 2023. The S&P gave up 39, and the NASDAQ closed down 66. Even blockbuster earnings from NVIDIA this week couldn't help stocks. Investors reacted to the minutes from the Fed's latest meeting. Central bankers now say that inflation is not cooling off fast enough. It's so much more slowly than expected that it may be not possible to cut a key interest rate this year at all. Add to that geopolitical worries and the importance economy is expected to play in the presidential election, and it's left the markets more than volatile. One reason for inflation is a robust job market. The Labor Department says first-time unemployment claims fell by 8,000 last week as layoffs remain historically low. Weekly claims are considered a proxy for layoffs. Daria Albinger, ABC News.